Welcome to this July 18th, 2024 edition of the NGF Short Game, your 3-minute business insight to the latest industry research, data, and trends. This week's edition is brought to you by our valued sponsor, IGM. If you're a golf course owner or operator looking to reduce expenses while ensuring quality playing conditions, it would be wise to consider hiring IGM. For more info, visit www.golfmaintenance.com. You'll be glad you did. Title of today's short game is Mid-Year Update, Worldwide Golf Course Development. There are currently new golf courses in planning or under construction in 88 different countries, from Azerbaijan to Zimbabwe. This worldwide developmental pipeline encompasses more than 500 course projects in total, with half of those in the United States. NGF maintains the definitive database of more than 37,600 golf courses worldwide, with a team of researchers continually verifying the operational status of every golf facility outside the U.S. on a 24-month cycle. This verification process is done on an annual basis within the U.S., whose borders contain more than 42% of global golf supply. NGF's database team also tracks projects under development, an increasingly challenging task for a game played in 207 countries and territories recognized by the International Standard Organization. The U.S. has by far the most courses in various stages of development, over 120 in active planning or under construction, and an even greater number than that having been proposed and looking to move forward. Outside the U.S., the nation with the most active golf development is Vietnam, with 50-plus courses in planning or under construction. The United Kingdom is a distant third at 25 or more, followed by countries like India, Mexico, South Korea, and Spain, all of which have 15 courses in various stages of development. At the mid-year mark, 13 new courses have opened in the U.S. from additions like the Par 3 Shorties course at Bandon Dunes in Oregon and the Pinehurst Resort's No. 10 course in North Carolina, to private club debuts like the Apogee Club's Hands course in Florida and a Dharma Club in Texas. The U.S. has accounted for 57% of the worldwide openings thus far in 2024, and approximately twice as many could debut during the second half of the year. Meanwhile, there have been fewer than 40 18-hole equivalent closures through June. It's yet another sign of U.S. supply equilibrium after there were approximately 90 18-hole equivalent closures in 2023, the fewest in almost two decades. The majority of these closures continue to be older, value-priced, and or nine-hole facilities. Some are in the process of being sold, others are being redeveloped, and a few may get new life in the future. One facility was even removed from the U.S. database and is now categorized as a Canadian course. NGF members can find more details about the mid-year trends in openings and closures on our website. Visit the Full Shots tab and look for the article titled Contextualizing 2024's Course Closures. Speaking of member-only articles, if you're not currently a member of the NGF, you really should be. As a VIP member, you'll have access to all of the NGF's member-only data, research, industry trends, and reports. Everything you need to keep you informed and help you make better decisions towards achieving your personal and business goals. To learn more about our membership options or to join securely online, head over to the membership tab on our website or contact Mo at mbaldwin@ngf.org. That's mbaldwin@ngf.org. Well, that's a wrap for this edition of Short Game. We hope you enjoyed reading it as much as we enjoyed writing it. Thanks for listening, and be on the lookout for our next Short Game featuring the best 3-minute golf industry insights.